Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi. I'm the Chief Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Bank India. We've just released our monthly India Market Outlook titled Too Soon to Pivot. In today's podcast, we discuss a key question. What are the implications of the recent Union Budget and RBI's monetary policy announcement for bond investors? Since the start of 2024, bond yields have edged higher globally in response to persistent inflationary pressures and central banks pushing back on early rate cut expectations. However, in India, bond yields have declined during this period, and we'll discuss that in more detail going forward. In its latest monetary policy meeting, the RBI maintained a hold on its policy rates, keeping the repo rate at 6.5% for the sixth consecutive meeting and retained its stance of withdrawal of accommodation. While this was broadly in line with market expectations, the status quo on monetary policy stance was hawkish. Other key highlights of the monetary policy meeting were: 1. The RBI acknowledged the underlying strong domestic growth momentum and moderation in inflationary pressures, especially the core inflation. However, the RBI cautioned that ongoing geopolitical tensions, food price volatility, and uncertainty on global rate could undo the progress made on inflation so far. The RBI also noted that system liquidity is expected to deteriorate in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2024 and indicated that it would remain flexible in its liquidity management through a two-way action of either absorption or injection as and when the system needed. Finally, the RBI governor pushed back on rate cut expectations in the near term, citing incomplete transmission of rates and high inflation as reasons for keeping monetary conditions tight till inflation declines durably closer to the medium-term target. Now, what does it mean for bond investors? Well, we view the monetary policy meeting and the government sticking to the fiscal consolidation path in the recently announced fiscal year 2025 Union Budget as positive for bond investors. We expect the RBI to stay on hold until inflation declines closer to the medium-term target of 4% as growth impulses still remain strong. However, the quantum of easing could be shallow in this rate-cutting cycle as and when it starts. Despite the pushback on early rate cut expectation, our base case view of bonds to outperform cash remains supported by several strong positive drivers, which include: 1. Improving bond demand and supply balance on lower than expected government borrowing and fiscal deficit target for fiscal year 2025, and robust foreign investor inflows following India bonds inclusion in the global indices. Though we remain neutral on bonds as an asset class, we remain overweight medium and long maturity bonds given better risk reward amid attractive absolute yields and potential hedge in case growth falters, in which case the price gains are likely to be better as yields decline. We also have a preference for corporate bonds, especially the high quality corporate bonds over government bonds, given that their spreads over government bonds remain attractive and at a cyclical high and robust corporate earnings outlook. That's it in this edition. Do reach out to your relationship managers for a copy of our India Market Outlook. You could also find a copy on our online platform at SC Invest.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.sc.com/in.